Welcome back. Today we're doing vocals in drum and bass, but not in the polite pop way. In this world, vocals are weapons, chelts, ragachops, haunted phrases, little callouts that cut through a wall of drums and bass and make the whole tune feel like a warehouse is about to erupt. The focus is Ableton Live 12, and the mission is impact. Old school rave pressure. We're going to color the vocal on purpose with saturation, distortion, lo-fi, and a bit of modulation, but we're not going to destroy intelligibility. The trick is structure, a clean core that always reads, and then controlled chaos layered around it. By the end, you'll have a workflow that looks like this: a vocal group, two return tracks, a clean core chain on the vocal, a rack with a rave color chain you can automate, a parallel smash return for interface density, and a tight DNB space return that works at 170 to 175 BPM without turning into fog. All right, let's set the foundation. Step 0. Prep the vocal for DNB timing, 170 to 175 BPM. Open your vocal clip and turn warp on. For full phrases, start with Complex Pro. If you're working with short stabs like I, or pull up, try tones because it can feel punchier and less smeary. Now set clip gain before you touch any plugins. Aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. That headroom is not optional. Distortion and saturation sound way better when you're not slamming them with random peak spikes. Then build a DNB grid. In arrangement view, set the grid to eighths or sixteenths. Slice and nudge keywords so they lock with the snare. A really classic move is to place callouts on beats 2 and 4. Another is the pickup into the drop. The last quarter bar before the drop is prime real estate for a hype syllable. Your goal is simple. The vocal grooves with the snare. It doesn't fight it. Next, clean workflow setup. Put all your vocal tracks into a group called vocals. Even if it's just one track right now, treat it like a system you can grow. Create two return tracks. Name return A smash. Name return B rave space. This gives you pressure knobs you can ride without turning the main vocal channel into an unreadable mess. Now we build the main vocal track's clean core chain. This is the anchor. If you lose the anchor, everything becomes cool effect and no message. First device, EQ 8. Start with a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 90 to 130 Hz depending on the voice. In DNB, you do not need vocal low end competing with sub and kick fundamentals. Then take out mudness, a gentle bell dip around 250 to 450 Hz, 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. If the vocal is getting pokey or it won't read through the drums, you can add a small presence lift around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, 1 to 3 dB. Be careful, this range can turn into pain once we add grit later. And if there's harsh S energy, start by lightly dipping 6 to 8 kHz. But here's a coach note. If you know you're about to add drive, don't pretend a stack EQ dip is always enough. In a minute, I'll show you a stock DS approach that saves you. Next device, compressor. This is peak control before saturation. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so consonants still bite. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on loud words. You're not trying to flatten the performance. You're trying to stop random spikes from turning into random distortion. Optional but tasty. Drift. Just a tiny amount. Slow rate. Subtle mix. This is that old school instability that makes the vocal feel like it lived on hardware, tape, or a slightly unhealthy sampler. Keep it so subtle you mostly feel it, not hear it. Then saturator. Mode. Analog clip. Drive plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Soft clip on. And then, super important, bring the output down so you're level matching. Don't win by beating louder. If you don't level match, you'll always pick the more distorted option, because it's louder, not because it's better. Now, before we go into the fun rack, let's handle sibilance properly, because rave grit plus harsh S equals fizzy pain. Insert multiband dynamics right after your first compressor, and use it as a de-esser. Solo the high band, set the crossover around 5 to 6 kHz, and pull the high band threshold down until the sharp S's tuck in, usually 2 to 5 dB on the worst syllables. Keep the timing fairly quick so it recovers between syllables. Now when we add redux and pedal, you'll get aggression without that spraken top end. Cool, clean core done. Now we'd add color in a controlled way. Create an audio effect rack after the clean core chain. Make two chains, one called clean, one called rave color. The clean chain is basically your core tone. Leave it alone, or do a tiny EQ tilt if you need it. The rave color chain is where the old school pressure lives. Device order matters here, because each stage feeds the next. First, Redux. This is classic digital grit. Set bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits. Downsample around 2 to 6 to start. And don't try to do full destroyed immediately. In DNB, the vocal needs to cut, and readability mostly lies in the mids. Redux can erase that if you get greedy. Next, pedal. Choose OD or distortion. Drive around 20 to 40%. Keep the tone slightly bright, but watch sibilance, and turn sub low or off. You don't need extra low-end distortion on vocals in this genre, it just eats headroom and fights the bass. Next, auto filter for the telephone or megaphone focus. Go bandpass, somewhere in the 800 Hz to 3.5 kHz zone. Add a touch of resonance, but don't let it whistle. If you want movement, modulate slightly with the LFO, slow and subtle. The key word is suggestion, not wobble effect. Next, chorus ensemble. Very lightly, low rate, low amount. You're not trying to turn the vocal into a trance pad. You just want a bit of rave smear and width. And remember, too much width makes vocals disappear in mono and clash with cymbals. Then add a limiter at the end as safety, just catching peaks from the distortion chain. Now map macros, because automation is the whole point of this rack. Macro 1. Color amount. This is basically the rave color chain volume. Think of it like how much rave mask do we put on the vocal. Macro 2. Grit. Map this to Redux bit reduction and slash or downsample, so one knob moves you from cleanish crunch to crunchy chaos. Macro 3. Megaphone. Map filter frequency. This lets you DJ sweep the vocal. Macro 4. Width. Map chorus amount, and keep the range conservative. And here's a really practical expansion trick, add one more macro called intelligibility insurance. Map it so it lowers the rave color chain volume a bit, lowers the smash send a bit, and raises the clean chain volume slightly. In a busy arrangement, one knob can pull you back to readable without stopping the session to rebalance everything. Now let's build return A, smash. This is parallel aggression. It makes the vocal feel louder and more forward without actually cranking the vocal fader. On return A, first put saturator, analog clip, drive plus 6 to plus 12 dB, soft clip on, then a compressor, or glue if you like that feel, ratio 6 to 1 up to 10 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, so it grabs fast, release 50 to 100 milliseconds, and yes, aim for 10 to 20 dB of gain reduction, brutal, that's why it's on a return. Then EQ 8 to shape the smashed tone. High pass at 150 to 250 Hz. Add a small boost around 1 to 3 kHz for bark. And if it's harsh, tame 6 to 8 kHz a bit. Send your vocal track to smash somewhere around minus 18 to minus 8 dB, depending on taste. You're listening for the moment the vocal steps forward and feels paid for in the mix, but doesn't start bulleting the drums. Advanced option if you want frequency-dependent smash, swap the compressor for multiband dynamics. Barely compress the low band, heavily compress the mid band, and do moderate, control on the high band so it doesn't spit. That mid band is where the hook reads. That's the pressure zone. Now return B. Rave space. Bass in DNB needs to be tight. At 174 BPM, long reverb is basically instant fog. First device. Echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4, but start with 1/8 for rolling clarity. Feedback 15 to 35%. Use the filters inside Echo. Low cut around 250 to 500 Hz. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Add slight modulation for a worn, old school smear. Then reverb, or hybrid reverb if you prefer. Keep it short. Decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz. Optional but very DNB. Sidechain the return to the snare. Put a compressor after the reverb, enable sidechain, choose the snare track, fast attack, medium release, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of ducking. The snare stays king, and your vocal space breathes around it. And another coach note that makes mixes instantly cleaner. And limit your FX returns on purpose. Put an EQ 8 at the very end of both returns. Low cut 300 to 600 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz. This stops the sends from crowding the hats and low mids. You'll get aggression without wash. Now, arrangement moves. This is where pressure becomes rave, not just processing. First, call on 2, response on 4. Put yes. On beat 2, come on. On beat 4, you're basically playing the vocal like another percussion element, lock to the snare pattern. Second, pre-drop vocal choke. In the last bar before the drop, automate up your color amount macro and push the smash send slightly. Then do a hard cut right before the drop. Silence is impact. Also, if you can, Cut the reverb and delay return sends right before the drop too. That micro vacuum makes the drop feel heavier than adding another layer ever will. Third, reload moment. At the peak of 16 or 32 bars, throw in one heavily colored vocal stab. Maybe a quick tape stop style vibe using clip transposition tricks and fades, then let the drums breathe for half a bar and slam back in. Don't overuse it. One or two moments like that can define the whole tune. Fourth, chop vocals like breaks. Consolidate a phrase, slice to new MIDI track, and make rhythmic stutters that mirror your break edits. If your amen is doing a little 16th shuffle, make the vocal do that too. That's how it feels inside the groove instead of on top. One more arrangement upgrade. Not every vocal has to land exactly on the snare. Try placing a chop a 16th late, right after beat 2 or 4. It sounds like the MC is replying to the snare hit, and it keeps the snare dominant while still feeling glued. Now, resampling. This is where it becomes authentic. Create a new audio track called Vocal Resampled. Set audio from to resampling. Solo your vocals or your vocal group and record a pass with all your automation. Color amount moves, smash send rides, echo throws. Once it's printed, treat it like hardware output. Do clip gain rides. Add tiny fades to edits. Carve a bit more EQ so it fits around the drums and bass. Resampling turns a bunch of devices into one committed character. That's a big part of that old school feeling. Two quick sound design extras you can add if you want more warehouse texture, still stock only.